The health service executive is to review the files of all nursing home residents where a HSE staff member worked for 16 years and was convicted of sexually assaulting one of them in 2020. In June, our correspondent Alva Keneally reported that a review by the National Independent Review Panel, which reviews the most serious incidents in services run by the HSE, found 9 other residents had alleged incidents of rape and sexual assault by the same healthcare worker and 2 more of physical assault, but none of the incidents were followed up in accordance with HSE safeguarding policy. In July, the HSE said their safeguarding team was tasked with examining 79 residents' files by November 2021, but it only managed to get through 31 of them. It referred safeguarding concerns, that's cases of suspected physical or sexual assault, to Gardaí in relation to 21 residents. The HSE's CEO, Bernard Gloucester, said that they were then going to ask a safeguarding expert, Jackie McElroy, to examine both reviews and see if further work needed to be done. Her report is published today. We asked the HSE for a representative to talk to us, but no one is available today. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally, is with us. Alva, remind us of more of the background to this.
Yeah, so many people will remember this story because it's a very difficult one. In April 2020, a woman, she's been given the pseudonym Emily. She was sexually abused at a HSC nursing home where she was a resident. Now, a HSC staff member who worked at the home for 16 years was subsequently arrested and convicted for the assault. Now, after that, 2 reviews were conducted following the incident. One by NIRP, as you said, the National Independent Review Panel. That looked at the Emily case, say, in the context of governance arrangements within the nursing home. And then the second review involved a safeguarding team. This would be a team of social workers which sought to identify whether there had been further incidents or victims of abuse as a direct result of the actions of the HSE worker who's been given the pseudonym Mr. Z or Mr. Z.
And it was the second review by the safeguarding team, as we mentioned in the introduction, that raised many questions and concerns.
Yeah, so that safeguarding team went in to the nursing home on October 2020 and they got through 31 out of 79 files before the review was ended and before they could get through all the files. Now, out of the 32 files they looked at, they sent safeguarding concerns to Gardaí in relation to 21 of them. Now, it's worth pointing out that safeguarding review on the 32 files, that was submitted by the team to the HSE in November 2021. So it took until summer 2023 for the HSE to actually publish it.
Yes.
And when it was published, the HSE decided to commission a safeguarding expert called Jackie McElroy to conduct another review into both the NIRP report and into the safeguarding team's findings. And essentially what she's saying today, it's been published in the last hour, in relation to the safeguarding report, the fact that the rest of the 79 files that weren't reviewed, so just 32 were reviewed, the fact that this happened, she's saying this is a missed opportunity because it's highly probable further indicators of possible harm will be found with further examination.
Alva, just before you continue, because we did ask the HSE's CEO, Bernard Gloucester, when that report was published as to why they had stopped at 30-odd files. He told us at the time that it was very protracted and took a dreadfully long time. And that was what he told us at that time.
Yes, it was. Yeah, exactly. But one thing that I suppose the safeguarding team would point out is that they went in and got through a certain number of files and would have liked to have gotten through more, but they didn't manage to get through those files.
So she suggested a further examination of individual records is warranted.
Yeah, I mean, she's saying that these examinations should essentially be done across the residents that were there for the 16 years that Mr. Z or Mr. Z was working or in employment in the nursing home. Now, sadly, that's a long time in nursing home care because obviously people spend a short time in these settings. So we're likely to be talking about hundreds of residents, many of whom could be deceased. And Jackie McElroy points out in her report that over 3 years have passed since Emily disclosed her abuse and residents with whom Mr. Z worked with are, for the most part, either mentally incapacitated, they're her words, or sadly deceased. So she's proposing a proportionate response that supports openness and transparency, she says.
What's the HSE said?
So the HSE has accepted Jackie McElroy's recommendations. It has confirmed it'll undertake a further investigation of residents' files to cover the period of that 16-year employment of Mr. Z, during which time it acknowledges that it has acknowledged the several hundred residents that were cared for. Now, Bernard Gloucester has said the HSE will work closely with families throughout the process and it'll provide them with any necessary supports. But like, we don't have a timeline on this. We can only assume that it'll be lengthy.
Yes, because we can imagine if it took over a year to look at 32 files, how long is it going to take to look at 16 years worth of files?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? And if are they going to, you know, Jackie McElroy does, you know, propose or suggest contacting all the families and going through the issues with them. So it's a very difficult process as well. So it has to be carefully handled. So that question over how long it'll take is quite a big one.
This this report has only been released in the last hour or so. Has there been any reaction since, Alva?
So the Irish Association of Social Workers, they've just come out with a statement and they're saying that Jackie McElroy's report vindicates the work of the Safeguarding Social Work team in the Emily case. So that's the team that went in to review these files. It's using the word vindication, which is interesting. At the time of the original investigation, it says the social work team requested the HSE to allow them carry out a comprehensive file review. The social work team outlined what resources they required to do this and they were not supported to do so by HSE management. That's what social workers are saying. And they say that this shows the importance of the right professionals with the right expertise making the right safeguarding decisions at the right time. And expert social work advice was ignored in the Brandon case and now again in the Emily case. It says adults at risk of abuse are paying the price for poor oversight of safeguarding at both local and national level at the HSE.
Alva, thank you. That's our social affairs correspondent, Alva Kennedy. There is some extensive background work from Alva available on the RT News website on this story too.